Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Menards Film Room, Atlanta Falcons, the bill of fare today. Vikings in search of four consecutive road wins against a Falcons team that began the season 5-0, but subsequently has lost three consecutive and four of the last five. We're going to watch some Falcons offense. Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman, Julio Jones. They can be explosive.
Say what you want. The defense, the struggles that they've had. You have to respect that talent. We'll be taking a look at Devontae Freeman for sure and how they like to use Julio Jones. So our DBs, they better be ready. The next three games are going to be critical, and this is just step one.
Take a look at some film.
All right, the first thing we're going to look at is the running back Devontae Freeman and just how good he is. So against the Colts, you have the tight end coming over in motion. They're doing this to set up a outside run to the boundary. The problem that the Colts have is the corner that's right here is in man-to-man. And watch Julio Jones come in, who will block the safety. He gets him right there.
Yeah.
But 21's eyes are still on him. That's the kind of presence this guy has, and that's the kind of presence he commands. So now you see this alleyway right here, and the Colts are really in trouble. So he gets to the second level. Now, right here, you think he's dead. They have him dead to rights. You should have him pretty much cornered, force him to the sideline. But because of his ability to cut back and his vision, he's able to break a tackle, stay on his feet, and that's another 15, 20 yards that he gets. So inside, outside, he's a shifty back, experiencing a concussion, I know, so who knows how he'll be by the end of the week. But this guy's a playmaker, and he's done it on the ground. He's been a big surprise for everybody this year, and you're really looking at a guy who's explosive. Passing game-wise, again, play action. One thing you do note is that you have everybody in. You've got yourself here, 8-man protection. You do have a tight end block and a defensive end, so that's going to be a tough one to hold up. But what they like to do is they like to stack these receivers. And the reason they'll do this is so these two guys do not know who's going to be high and who's going to be low. And they'll use, in this case, the inside receiver kind of clears out this zone. We saw this against Green Bay. And you get the dig in right behind it. So it's basically what they used to call the old Ernie Zampezi route.
Wow.
With the dig in right behind it. Now, once you get positioning like this, this is tough. This safety needs to drive that as quickly as he can, but he's just too late. He can't get there. And boom, Ryan throws that ball. And that's the thing about Ryan. He can throw in between the hashes.
And that's Julio Jones. He's such a big part of their offense. It's unbelievable.
He's by far number one in receptions and by far number one in yardage for this team. They become really a one-trick pony as it comes to personnel in the passing game. Against the San Francisco 49ers, you're going to see the same thing. You've got the receivers stacked here, and then they've got them up here. So it's more of a balanced set. And you're going to get the same kind of thing. This is sort of the old cover two beater where the old saying, don't bite the cheese. I mean, I know they're in man-to-man coverage right here, but you have two guys, again, covering Julio Jones. This safety is just late getting in there. And you give him an open middle of the field like that, boom, and he catches that ball in stride, gets another couple of yards. So they like to work the middle of the field. Julio, he's one of the rare receivers that has the ability and the size to go inside and out. So stack formation on this side against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this is Tampa 2, which is really 33 double cloud with this Mike Backer. Now, you take a look. When this ball snapped, this Mike Backer is dropping deep down the middle. And look, he has the angle. I mean, he has plenty of room. But Julio Jones, this guy can run. So right at 50, he's still ahead of him. But what he does, he turns the wrong way, and boom. So that is one heck of a great throw by Ryan. I mean, he lets go of that football right around the 15-yard line and drops that thing in, at about the 35. So one heck of a throw and catch. And so no matter who's on him, how much he's covered up, Ryan is going to look toward Julio Jones. And, you know, if they don't have that going, then they can just hand the ball off. It's sort of the 8 in the box, throw it. Yeah, they're going to do the same thing that most teams do.
So Julio's one of those guys where you just throw it up and you make it a 50-50 ball and give him a chance to make a big play, and he generally does.
Yes, he does. And that's one of the things is that Ryan has that comfort level with him, and he will do that. He's just going to find him. So don't think these DBs can't just cover him for a second or two. They got to stay on him.